Sunder, albeit more privately, residents are still going to be able to observe Remembrance Day even though the local Royal Canadian Legion will be unable to host a public service as a result of ongoing pandemic protocols. There are a few of us that will meet at the cenotaph to put wreaths out for people to put their poppies on, said Christina Ferguson, president of Royal Canadian Legion Sunder Branch No. 23. The approach will essentially be identical to last year, Ferguson said. We put wreaths up from the Government of Canada and from the Legion and for the veterans, so that people, if they wish, can go and pay their respects and their remembrance at the cenotaph and leave their poppies there on the wreaths, she said. We want to honor Remembrance Day. But we can't do it the way we normally do because of COVID, she said, explaining that Dominion Command has issued instructions for legions to proceed only with outdoor services. Under the current circumstances, making arrangements to host a large group of people simply has too many hurdles to overcome for the local branch's limited number of volunteers, who are also among those considered most vulnerable to the virus. We don't have the manpower, she said. And we do not want to be policemen, where we have to stand and ask everybody for their COVID vaccination certificates. Additionally, November weather tends to be unpredictable, and standing outside in potentially freezing cold conditions for an hour just isn't feasible, she said, adding there also isn't enough space for public parking around the Veterans Homecoming Park cenotaph to accommodate very many people. Hopefully next year, we'll be able to have a decent Remembrance Day service where we can have the community come in, she said. But right at this point in time, we don't feel that we can. And while the Legion's Hall remains closed for the time being, efforts are nevertheless underway to carry on with the annual poppy campaign, she said. The poppy fund is underway and donations are coming in, she said. Last year, the Legion was able to disperse back into the community by donating $10,000 to the Hospital Futures Committee, $3,000 to the Sunder Seniors Supportive Living Center, as well as $3,400 to the Cadet Corps for a total of almost $17,000, she said. We try to return to the community the same amount as what we received from the community during the poppy campaign. The poppies will only be available at Fresson Bros from November 1 to 10, she said, adding some will also be made available to the schools. We are going with the poppy campaign so that people can still obtain their poppies and make donations if they so desire. If they haven't got any change, they can still take a poppy, she said. Unfortunately, because we're such a small branch, we can't have the tap and pay as they have in Calgary and some of the larger branches. We're not set up for that type of donation. Regardless, Ferguson said last year's campaign was very successful and is hopeful to meet or exceed the amount raised then. Meanwhile, she said residents who are so inclined are encouraged to consider becoming Legion members or volunteers. Ferguson can be reached by calling 403-638-3707.